Well, this is the first rendition of Big Block Radio, you know, with my man D-Lo. How you doing?
I'm well, and you?
I'm pretty good, you know. Good. Ready to, you know, talk about some interesting topics.
Like, you know? What?
What's your top five favorite cereals?
Damn. Let me dry the boot. Top five, I'll probably have to say Frosted Flakes number one.
Okay.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch number two.
Can't count. All right.
Fruity Pebbles number three. Mm-hmm. No, Waffle Crisp number three. But they don't sell them no more.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles number four.
That's for the old heads.
Yeah, the old heads. The Waffle Crisp. Taste like straight waffles.
Waffles,
my nigga. Milk.
Niggas don't know.
They don't know about
the
that.
The little kids know.
They don't know. They know Cookie Crisp.
Like, what the fuck is a Cookie Crisp? Shit, nigga.
It's the waffle Crisp. Like, it tastes like you eating a waffle.
That
a breakfast Eggo.
Bro,
but you just putting it in some
right there. You don't understand. These niggas will never know that shit, bro.
And then number five probably got to be, I don't know, bro.
Bro, it's a lot of good cereal.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know.
2,000 years later.
I don't know, bro.
My top five. Let's see. Frosted Flakes. Fruity Pebbles, bro. Gotta be my number one, bro.
Bootios.
Really, nigga?
The fuck is a bootio?
I don't know. I seen it on a Amigo cartoon before. So I just said bootios. Who don't like booty?
That's a fact. See, me, I consider myself like a booty connoisseur. You feel me? I'm a booty man. You feel me?
Titty flakes. You can't say that, nigga. What?
So you a titty man? Or you ass man?
Pussy tricks. Oh my god! That's some new cereal.
Pussy tricks.
Titty flakes.
See, but the thing is though, that's not PG-13. You feel me? You can't sell that to the little kids.
Exactly. It's only sold in, like, you know, like them lingerie stores and shit.
So I got a,
like,
question though.
Adam and Eve and shit. Like,
so I got a question.
Cereal out of like Adam and Eve.
Will these adult cereals have like some adult in them? Like, will it be like
the surprise toy?
Yeah, like,
it's like a little vibrator.
Okay, I feel that.
But it's like not every box though.
It's like
not even every other box.
You gotta have like a contest.
A contest. It's only like out of like all the boxes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's only gonna be like 10 vibrators.
Oh.
So it's one of them. But the thing is, it's only a certain store, so it ain't a lot of boxes.
I feel that.
You feel me? Like, I might sell titty flakes in one store,
mm-hmm.
you know, bootios in the other one.
Okay.
And then pussy tricks in one. And then like the big store.
You gotta have all three of them. You gotta have all three of them in one store.
But look, it's only one vibrator in.
Okay.
And out of all them series, only one of them.
Okay.
Boom.
Oh, so it might be two vibrators in pussy tricks, but it might be three vibrators in bootios.
Bootios. Can't forget the titty flakes.
Ooh, titty flakes might have some vibrators
titty
in
there. Titty flakes might just be my favorite, just because you can't, you know, it's titty flakes.
I ain't never seen, I can't say
but
I ain't
what
never
would
seen
titty flakes be in real life? Would it be like the crust under the boob if they don't wash it?
Oh.
Ha.
Titty flakes. Will probably be. Look, here's what I, if when I hear titty flakes, right, what I see is, like, it's dead skin, like, in the middle of the two titties. Like, you know how, you know, you pick a scab too much, shit gonna fall off.
That's like dandruff.
Dandruff type shit, but in between the titties.
See, me, I think titty flakes would be, like, under, like, when like, big ass titties, and they lift them up. But they ain't really washed under there, so it's a little dirt flakes coming up. That's titty flakes.
Okay.
Bootios is like a bitch, you know, she get real high.
It's a turd, bro.
But no, bootios is like she get real high, right? But when you try and crush her, Joan, she fart and it make her O. bootios.
See, but I'm gonna keep. If she fart, I'ma say O. I'ma say O.
Booty O.
You know. You know,
and then pussy tricks. That's whatever.
She
got
some tricks,
pretty much.
She got them.
It tastes like tricks. Certain tricks she can do.
Mm-hmm.
Just a whole bunch of tricks. It can be whatever you want.
She tricked me into fucking her.
Look at that. From what? Her pussy tricks. Pussy oh tricks. My god, you can't
pussy
do nothing
fucking
than that.
Tricks, man.
You can't do nothing.
These
than
women
that.
Don't know what they got. Okay, these women got power. D they don't. They, women will get you, bro. With the pussy, power of the pussy, bro, is a real thing, bro.
Definitely.
That's definitely a real thing.
But people don't know also power of the dick.
Preach it. See?
And the thing is, I've heard from multiple females, mm-hmm. you know how bitches nowadays just, oh, if he ain't got 9-10 inches, blah, 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 mm-hmm. that ain't nothing.
Yeah.
If you know how to work your shit.
You good. It ain't about the size of the boat. It's the motion in the ocean. It's the
motion in
the ocean. Come on, now. It's women, man. But see, the thing is, with the dick power, it ain't on the same level as the piece of power. Because dick, girls get dick anywhere. It will be.
Yeah, it is on them.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It's on them. So, you know, they going to control the situation before we can. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking it away from, you know, the men, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, that they control shit. But real life shit, bro, you don't control. You think you control shit because she wants you to think you can.
You don't.
But for real, these women control everything.
Pretty much.
That's a fact, bro.
So, what about the tweet we seen earlier?
We're talking
when,
about?
When Shawty was like, do you want me to just settle this now, or you want me to, you feel me, talk to you about it?
Explain that tweet to the people, man. You got to.
All right, basically, Shawty came on Twitter talking about some, okay, I'm going to get this settled, you know, I'm going to get this settled right now.
Yeah.
And she texted the nigga that she had went out on a date with. She said, she asked, bro, she texted him and was like, do you want me to be up front with this, or do you want me to, mm-hmm. you feel me, talk, we can communicate yeah. about this? And he was just like, you know, just,
what's up?
Just let it out, you feel me? She went on about how he was 30 minutes late to the date. He was joking at the waiter. He went on us. He was on the side of a rapist, like, yeah. side of a story. Like, he was mm-hmm. on that person's side. He was like, you know, just doing wild shit, you feel me? She said he... After the date,
yeah,
when they was ready to fuck, he didn't have no foreplay.
Nothing.
No nothing. Like, she was dry. He's still trying to force it in. She mm-hmm. talking about something. He took 4 minutes. And blah, blah, blah. Moral of the story is...
You let him fuck.
You fucking dumb. If he did all that, you let him fuck. Either way, he got the upper hand on you.
Bro, I don't get how women understand, like, how their mind process work. If you don't fuck with a nigga, why are you going to let him fuck?
Right.
Why?
Because I do believe that, like, when you fucking somebody, it ain't, even if you think it is just fucking, it ain't just fucking niggas.
It is never just fucking, bro. It ain't never just pussy, bro. Because, bro, as much as we don't want to admit it, feelings is a real thing.
You look a little slim from here.
I mean, bro, but when you that big, you could lose like 5 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's him, definitely.
You see him from the side, ain't you? Anyway. Sorry, guys, we get distracted by fat people around us.
Because we fat.
We fat, so when we see other fat people.
Or bigger people than us.
Or bigger people than us, we're kind of amazed. That's how I know people, when they see us, mm-hmm. they be like, wow.
Let me drive the boat.
That's exactly. That's the name of this podcast. Let me drive the boat. But what do you think that means, bro? Like how people, like, what does that mean to you? Let me drive the boat.
Let me drive the boat can be, you feel me, Shawty talking all that bull.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? She got all this, her pussy to her. Da, 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 da.
Let me drive the boat.
Go ahead. Let you me ride.
See what
let
it
me,
is.
You feel me? You ride. Let me drive the boat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It don't matter. Whenever you ready to take over, you and he's saying it's your time, that's when you use let me drive the boat.
Feel that.
Unless you just want to, you know, be one of them niggas that just say it any other time, mm-hmm. just because I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, let me drive the boat.
You know I feel that, because that's exactly how I feel about let me drive the boat. Like, let me drive the boat, it should be like a big thing where it's like, I want to control this, so let me drive the boat.
Pretty much.
Let me drive the boat.
It's my turn.
It's my turn. You done had your turn.
Let me drive the boat.
Let me drive the boat.
Nigga said that shit like 100 times.
Let me drive the boat.
We should put a compilation in the...
Let me drive the boat. Let me drive the boat. Let me drive the boat. Let me drive the boat.
Hey, yo, chill.
Let me drive the boat. Hey, yo, chill, bro. Let me drive the boat.
You know what the fuck is you doing,
bro? Let me drive the boat.
Let me drive the boat. You feel me? You know? Either way.
Let me drive the boat.
Boom. There you go. Right there.
See, I'm going to explain to the viewers. College is a scam, okay?
The biggest scam.
You learn, you paying money to use what you done learned already to live life with people your age. That's it.
You pay for everything. Mm-hmm. Nothing in college is free.
You already paid for it if you ain't paying for it right now.
Right. You might think, oh, the carefree. Nope. You paying for that in your tuition. You
paid for that already.
Oh, damn. Oh, this class easy. Nope. You got to buy a book that's $235. Mm-hmm.
Plus tax. And that's wrong edition. You really supposed to get edition one. That was edition two.
I'm on. Right. Then you got to return it.
And guess what? You ain't getting that whole money back. You get half of it.
And then the other book you needed is even higher. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking, you know, nowadays everything on internet. You think it's cool, you know, da da da. So you got to buy them codes online. Mm-hmm. They don't get that book voucher. Nope, nigga, you got to buy that all by yourself. Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything you got to buy. You're going to be broke in college unless your people just got money or you got a job.
Yeah.
You're going to be bored sometimes unless you just got that, you feel me, that one group of friends that you always with that keep you happy.
Got to. That's a necessity in college.
That's a necessity.
Bro.
You got to have a friend group.
If you buy yourself
if it's just one person.
If you buy yourself in college, you will not make it. You won't
unless you literally one of them introvert niggas that just watch YouTube all day in their room.
But you know what's crazy,
and don't
bro?
Care.
I done seen the introvert niggas get in the group with other introvert niggas
either
and be
way,
introverts together.
Either way,
that's
they
what
got
you,
a friend.
Bro, you can't be on a college campus without friends. Because I promise you, you'll be lost and you're going to be bored as hell. Because ain't nothing to do on a college campus. I don't care where you at.
Real shit.
After a certain time, ain't shit to do.
Nothing.
So unless you with your friends, you're going to be in your room. And you know, when you in your room, and God forbid you don't fuck with your roommate. If you don't fuck with your roommate, you're not going to want to be in your room. And if you ain't got no friends, you can't be nowhere but your room.
See, look.
Freshman year, I was in the game room a lot, right? That's just because I ain't had shit else to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I went in the game room to see what it was.
You just get what you got. I don't know. This shit.
College is different.
Ass. Man. I like it,
but I don't.
At the same time.
This is college, man, how I see it, bro. You don't need this. You don't. So I'm not saying ain't nothing wrong with going to college. I'm in college. You feel me?
Most it might do is if you get a certain job, you get paid a little more.
Yeah, that's it.
But in reality, you ain't learning shit.
Mm-mm.
Or either you learning too much shit at a small, you feel me, at a...
Yeah.
It ain't
I'm
it.
Learning. I'm telling you right now. What I done learned my first... How old was we when we got in college? What, 17, 18?
I was 18.
So, when I got here at 18 years old, the shit I used here, I knew when I was 16. I done learned all this shit
already.
You're
just refreshing your memory. Only thing that I ain't learned from before was microbiology and organic chemistry. Organic chemistry is the hardest shit I've ever learned in my life. If y'all viewers want to do science major, then don't do it. Don't do it. It ain't worth it. Because you got to take orgo. And orgo itself is two parts. Then if you want to do major in orgo, it's three parts. Because you got inorganic chemistry. Either way, don't take organic chemistry. Drop your nuts and say,
let me drive the boat.
Boom. That's all you got to do. Don't do orgo.
Bro, it ain't. Bro, me? See, you're a biology major. You feel me? Mass comm. Now, people look down upon mass comm. I'm keeping it stat. People think this shit easy, bro.
Oh, I know it ain't easy.
Hell nah, man. This shit's so different. Look, I'm taking logic right now, right? Now, logic, basically what logic is telling me to do is throw out everything I done learned my whole entire life about common sense. Logic's telling me to go the opposite way of what I think is right. And that will be right. You get what I'm saying?
Makes no sense.
Exactly my fucking point. I'm taking a class to tell me that everything I learned is wrong. Ain't that some shit? And guess what?
Unless it's just shortening.
See, maybe at the end of the class, he'll pull all this shit together. But right now...
Just shorten a shorter version of English. What a twist.
It's not even that. It's like, I don't know. Logic is logic.
You want to know what logic is? Logic is... That girl you see on Instagram.
Okay.
You feel me? You be like, I don't know about her. But damn, she actually kind of, you feel me?
She kind of.
And then niggas
cute.
Do the challenge. They be like, oh, she cute? Mm-hmm. It's a nigga.
Oh.
One of them. That's what logic
exactly
is.
What logic is. Because that's exactly how I feel in class. I got logic 10 in the morning, bro. That's how I feel about logic in the morning. Then guess what else I take? I take linguistics.
I don't know. know what that is.
Exactly. And you know what linguistics is? I'm going to tell you exactly what linguistics is. Linguistics is how shit come out your throat.
What the fuck?
Like how, like what, where does P come from? Where the B come from? D.
P. P.
You know what I'm
like,
saying?
Like upper, lower.
Like, yeah, like where
B,
it is.
B. And how. Oh, shit.
It's different, ain't it?
B, B. P, P. Mm-hmm. L, L. Let me draw the boat.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
let me draw the boat.
Like, wow. That. See how many different places that come
That's
from?
That's crazy.
See, that was cool, bro. But then I had to buy the textbook. I ain't used the textbook yet. That was $35. I don't even need. That's another thing about college. You're going to buy shit you don't need.
Only good thing I can say with the book situation, you can return them. No, no, not return them. You can sell them back.
Back to the bookstore.
So you can make a little money, you feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
If you know you might need something, save all your books, sell them, all that, like not all at one time, but like, you feel me? A couple at a time. Yeah. That's bank.
See, but these big ass book companies, they done put a stop on that shit. Cause how what they doing? They releasing edition one, but really edition one is the same edition as edition two. But edition three is maybe got like 5 words that's different.
Different.
And the teachers these days, they saying, you know what? I don't even want edition one. You got to buy edition three.
More money.
More money for the same shit. And they not telling me that edition one is the same as edition fucking three.
Only thing is a couple new rules, that's regulations.
It. Like shit changed. Prime example, right? I'm taking news reporting because you know I'm a mass comm major, right? So it said in our textbook that we got now, right? It's one of the older ones. So it says Twitter only has 180 characters. Now, since this book then came out, Twitter updated. So now it got like what, 260? Some shit like that. It's over 200.
I don't really tweet. I tweet a lot. Retweet and
okay.
And
what's your rules on Twitter? Like, what do you do?
My on rules on Twitter. I don't give a fuck. I follow hella people. Mm-hmm. I be liking shit. I'm sorry, like Coach. It. People need to see this, so I'm gonna like it and I'll retweet it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the porn stuff. You know how it's porn pages on Twitter every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like and retweet that stuff. I might just send it in a group chat where you see it.
I feel that. I felt that.
That's the most I do.
This is who this for. This for us by us. This the FUBU of college radio. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Don't say what it is out loud. If you know, you know. But if you don't, you need to know. Because you need to know how this shit doing to me. That made sense. If it didn't, it's okay.
Logic. That's exactly what that should be sounding like.
Exactly, bro. All right, so check me out. What's your 5 rules of Twitter? Do's and don'ts. You get 5 do's, 5 don'ts. All what's right. up?
First date. Mm-hmm. Don't take Twitter too serious.
Oh, great one. That was
people cool. take Twitter to the extent. Mm-hmm. Like, people just take, like, to the next level. Like, the highest level.
Yeah.
Don't take it too personal.
That makes sense.
Second of all, don't be scared to have your Twitter around everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Some niggas like to hide their Twitter because they see a lot of porn popping up, a lot of crazy shit. Fuck it. It's Twitter. That's what they going to do. That's rule number two. Definitely number two. But you feel me? That's what Twitter do. You never know what's going to pop up on your feed,
Facts.
On your timeline. So that's when you just, you feel me, do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number three, be generous. And retweet shit. Niggas don't like liking and retweet shit. Retweeting shit. There you go. Retweeting shit just because, oh, no, I don't really know that. No, if it's funny or if retweet I like it or relate shit. To it or just if it's just funny. It can be, a girl. You know how girls be tweeting little girly shit?
Uh-huh.
Fuck it. I'm going to like it. If I like the tweet, I'm going
to
just
make sense
I'ma
to
like
me, it.
It
makes sense. So I'm going to like it and I'm going to retweet it if it's good enough.
Okay. Rule number four, don't hit me up trying to promote shit. First of all, I ain't even known. Why the fuck?
I got like 100 followers.
I got like 400, 500, 500, 6, at the max 600 and on Twitter.
Exactly.
And I don't even try. But like, you know, at the max.
Yeah.
400, something. I don't know.
I don't know how much I
but
got on
don't.
I ain't got enough to promote shit, though.
Yeah. Don't try to make me promote shit.
Man.
I can't do that.
You know I can't do that. You see,
I don't even tweet. So why would I tweet my one
exactly.
little tweet that I actually do every
you.
Blue moon gonna be you? No.
You see how many followers I have when you clicked on my page to send me this message.
Right.
So you know I can't retweet this shit. You know
right.
you know that you're not gonna get no new customers from me.
Indeed.
You know. Come on. And
rule number five, threads. Mm. That's it. Just no other.
Know,
just
you know.
Threads.
If you know, you don't know. Need to be said.
Boom.
Threads.
That's rule number five. So those D-Lo's rules of Twitter.
Let me see what I got. Ready? I'm trying to make them different. You burn us a lot of points, bro.
Right.
I'm going to try to make these five different.
But the thing is, you can do Twitter so
check me out,
diverse.
Check me out. Number one, don't hit me up seeing if I want to make some money. Because I don't.
Ooh, that's a good one. That refers to Instagram and Snapchat.
That's anything.
Don't hit. I don't want to
make no money.
So you think I'm going to trust you with being in a scam?
Man, look.
And I don't know you?
You think I'm finna send you money? My mama asked me for $10. I ain't got it. You think I'm finna send you $10?
How I'ma send you $10? I ain't got $10.
Exactly. I'ma send you $10.
You talking about, it only take $10 to start this business.
I'm fuck all that. I don't even got $10 to give you. Like, bro, you hitting me up to make money, so you assuming that I'm broke. So you asking me for money that I don't got it. You trying to supposed to be help me make.
Don't make no sense.
You feel me? Like, that shit don't make no sense. Why would that even be the case, right? That's number one. Number two, if you don't, look, this is a plug right here. Now, I don't mean it to be a plug, but it got to be a plug because this has to be said. If you don't follow HBCU Confessions, what are you doing?
You can be in high school. You can be old as shit.
You go to PWI and follow HBCU Confessions.
The craziest shit you'll see in your life.
If you don't follow HBCU Confessions, you, my friend, are not living life, man. That's some different stuff on that site, boy. I ain't never, ever.
It's certain
ever.
Things on Twitter that's mandatory you have
and
to follow.
And that's one of them.
That is number one.
That's one of them, right? Number three, big blocks, do's and don'ts of Twitter, right? Don't be using 20 million thousand hashtags.
Ain't nobody reading them shits.
I'm reading the white words, not the blue words.
Right. Hashtag baby mama. Hashtag maternity leave. Hashtag ooh, my baby. Your baby mama ain't better than me. Hashtag. Like fuck all that.
Just post your pregnancy picture and go. That's
right.
It.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Go on with your shit, bro. Because I don't want to see all that. It's just extra. Right. Number three.
No, that's number four.
Oh, number four. So, number four. I'm tired of going on these bad females' page, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just worked up all the courage to shoot my shot, mm-hmm. right? I go on their page. I see the follow icon. I see the bell so I can turn on their notifications. Mm-hmm. But I hate when I don't see the message tab. Look, these females, they know they bad. Why not give me the opportunity to let everybody else know you bad by making you my girlfriend. You get what I'm saying? Like, I go and shoot my shot. I'm trying to shoot my shot. I just worked up all the courage. I'm trying to shoot my shot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't because I'm not going to do it in public. I'm not going to tweet to you because that's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to slide in the DMs. You know what I'm saying? See what you about.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that if they got their privacy settings on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These niggas can't hit me up. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because I'm one of them niggas.
Keep your window open a little bit. Nigga hop through.
Like, I'm trying to hop through.
You feel me?
I'm a little Kodak. Big. I'm a little on the big side. But I'm going to try to hop through that window.
Right. I will, even if I got to get skinny.
Guess what?
To fit through your window, baby.
I'm going to come in there. But like, I can't even open the window if you ain't got the tab open.
Dang it. Fuck me opening the window. It's already supposed to be open.
I'm trying to see what you about. And those would be the girls that be tweeting with my man at.
Right.
I want a boyfriend.
I should punch you in your chest.
Yeah, because you...
I just came in your
like,
DM.
Like, come on.
You feel me?
I didn't even get myself to the DM,
I'm at least a decent six. Seven.
On a good day.
Seven on a good day.
But you know? But I'm funny.
I'm
going to have some
type of
money.
I'm pretty athletic. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to do big things in my life.
You know, I got dreams.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
And I can fuck good. You can't beat that.
Let me draw the boat.
Let me
draw the boat.
Let me draw the boat.
Come on, man.
Like, that's the first thing I should... That's DM. I'm a DM.
Let me draw the boat.
DM a shawty.
Let me draw the boat.
Let me draw the boat.
See what she say.
With an exclamation mark.
Just see what she say.
You gotta... If you ain't got the exclamation mark, then it ain't...
It ain't gonna be.
But if you know the emoji with the two big ass
red...
put that right there. Let me what
it, but if you want, if you got an iPhone, it's not for the Android users.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Android users. I don't know nothing about that.
If you hold down on the send button after you press put in "Let me drive the boat," no exclamation mark, right? You can make it smaller, so then you could be like whispering in her ear a little bit. Let me drive the boat.
Oh my!
Like just
wow, you can do that.
Yeah,
you can do that,
bro. It's different settings. You can make that shit like God. Like. Break the screen, bro. You the message, bro. You can make that shit invisible. So if you want to be on some real slick shit, you can be like, "Let me draw the boat," right? But you put an invisible ink. So what she gonna do in order for her to see that mess? She gotta run her finger over that shit.
So she gonna be like, "Let me draw the boat."
Exactly.
Oh, it's different. What?
Mm-hmm. You ain't on game.
No, see, I don't be in DM. I got me. You know, I got my girl now.
I don't worry about none of that. I feel that.
My girl, I love her.
Ooh.
Her name is Sydney.
Y'all gonna meet her soon.
She gonna meet her in a little bit. She is not white. You may think she's white.
You will think she's white.
You gonna think she white. But guess what, though? She is not white.
She is not white. She's African American.
Yes, that's
a little bit.
That she probably got something else. People think she be Blasian.
But I think she real Korean, for real.
She got a little Philippine in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but
she too light. She too light.
You feel me? But I don't know. But yeah, that's her.
Yeah, you gonna meet us, man. This is just the first episode. I'm trying to do this right. A lot.
Since we talking about my girl, relationship edition.
Ooh, boom. Let's get what's up? What are we doing?
All right, so the top three rules of relationship.
Okay. Number one, look.
I'm a different type of nigga.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to be better, you feel me? I've been in a couple relationships. Some ain't worked out because of me, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to admit that, you feel me? So, as a man, here's the three things that I maybe should do better, so then it can make maybe work, you feel me? One, communication.
Oh my That's God, you thing. Took my... That's...
You gotta talk, bro. I learned that from experience. Communication is key. That's Definitely. A fact.
Fact.
Two?
Number two is no lying. I don't like lying.
Lying. That's two, bro. That gotta be two. Honesty is the best policy, bro. With anything. Don't lie. And look, for all my hood niggas that don't want to lie. Don't say nothing. You ain't lying.
Right.
But that's not relationship. That's, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's just in reality.
I'm just letting y'all know. You feel me?
You know, a little street code.
Yeah, a little street code. I'm dropping juice.
You feel me? But real shit, I don't know.
But relationship-wise,
like,
nah.
Like, even with cheating, like, even though I be... Like, you know, sometimes you think, like, you be like, damn, you be thinking shit, you feel me?
No, you.
But you, everybody has those thoughts.
Come on,
you never
now.
Know. But in reality, it's like, think about what you got in front of you
exactly.
type shit, you feel me? Like,
what you willing to risk for
and
this?
And the thing is, like, right, like, if you gonna cheat on me, don't even, like, be with me, like, for, like, look. If
what's
you,
the
even
point?
If you're thinking about doing something else, just tell me, just be like, all right, I'm thinking about this, you know, da da da. We might just not be together.
Or you might catch that real nice one. She say, I mean, shit, we can fuck her together. You know what I'm saying? But that might not happen. So
that's
you got to be understanding.
But look, we not going to get into threesomes.
No.
We're
going to
serve threesomes for another time.
That's a whole different day.
That's a whole different day,
but
I'm telling you, bro. If
you never know, bro. You just got to be honest. Honesty, bro. Why lie?
Number three for me.
What you got?
Probably gotta be.
Ooh, I got one.
Let me see. Yeah, you do yours.
In a relationship, be yourself from jump.
Oh my God.
I don't,
that's another one. That's
bro,
a good one. But that ain't number three.
I don't wanna be a year and a half in a relationship and I'm still like, you know, learning little shit about you. I wanna be able to like, cause you like, I'm like just now finding out. That you really do like Michael Jackson, but our first day you told me you hated
Michael.
You
hated Michael Jackson.
You get what I'm saying?
Just because I said I hated
Just
because
I said
Jackson.
I don't really like him, you say
yeah.
you hated him. And now I'm just finding out
you
really
love,
like that nigga.
He's your
like,
idol.
You love, like,
face ass. He's your idol, motherfucker. You lied to me.
Like, why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Like, it's no point.
You know what I'm saying? Be yourself. Because if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. And if I don't, I'm going to tell you.
Pretty much, like, I'm just gonna tell you, I'm gonna be like, yeah, this ain't you.
This ain't it.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
That's all it gotta be.
Just be yourself.
That's a good one. That's a good
period.
One.
Cause I done been through that, bro.
Really?
Hell yeah. Right, oh man.
He's
oh
man. For me, number three gotta be. Sex.
Really, nigga? Okay.
broad statement. Sex. What everything about it, everything about it. Meaning like you can't have too much sex. Mm. People say that, you know, you have too much sex, you lose it, you got it. No, no, no. If y'all bond really there, if y'all really fuck with each other, you can fuck as much as you want and still be cool.
I feel that.
And, like, make sure your spouse or whoever you with is feeling the same way. Like, they like equal. Everything equal. Like, you come, she come. She okay. come, you come. Like, everything making, like, it ain't just like, oh, the nigga get everything and it's cool. No, it ain't like that. For real, for is the girl supposed to get everything and you just get that last little nut. You feel me?
Let me dry the boat.
What? Let me dry the boat. You feel me?
Come on.
That's why, and sometimes, you feel me? Sometimes y'all might get each other. Sometimes she might make you nut for her. Sometimes. You feel me? It be it like happens. That. You feel me? That's for me.
Yeah, sex. I feel that.
Number three.
I feel that. Listen, that was my number four.
It was only three.
Oh yeah, it was.
Fuck it, add a number four.
Number four. Number four. Let's see.
We added a number four.
I feel like
2,000 years later.
I'm about to fuck them up with this. Tell me out. Some niggas gonna agree with this.
Some niggas not.
But I'ma say it.
I know what you What you ready to say? What you ready to say?
I don't know if we're on the same page. We might be on the same page, I don't think. Look, after a while of dating, bro, I don't gotta pay for everything.
Oh yeah. Okay, I won't think about that. But I was By the way, we ain't doing that.
We're not doing that. We ain't talking about that. That's a whole different thing.
But yeah.
Thing. But look.
Look, for real,
I ain't paying for everything.
Like, I'm not gonna say after a while, so you know, but like, all right, so say I feel like
I would be okay with you, you know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? You tell me, yo, get dressed, we going out.
Right, I'm gonna be all right.
You know what I'm saying? It's on you. Like, I do this show.
They say chivalry is dead.
I be putting in work. I be trying.
You feel me? I try.
You know what I'm saying?
My trying skills is on the thousand. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm balling on the budget. But I try.
But I got you.
I try.
But I got you. Got we got
whatever
like
you
that.
Want. I'm gonna try to get you. But
I'm gonna try to get you. Little emphasis on the try.
I'm gonna try to get you. You baby. Like, if I can, I can, bro. Like, I'm gonna try. Mm. So, you know, every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? Try to get me something. You feel me?
I can't.
Take me out.
I feel like.
When the last time a girl took you shopping?
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking with Sia. She probably. She be trying to buy me hella shit.
Look, I'm gonna tell you, Sheila. Last time a woman bought me shit with my mama.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I done, bro. I'm 20 years old. The last thing my mama bought me was like on my like 15th birthday, 16th birthday. Like actually, without just giving me money to go buy myself, she going out and buying it. Buying my 15th birthday. That's 5 years. Come on. Like, I buy a lot of shit. My little budget, I be working it, bro. I be working the fuck out my budget, bro. For these women, man. They don't be looking out for the nigga. Shit crazy. So,
I don't know. Because some people take it just like, oh, nigga got to do everything. Nigga, no, you nigga, no. Like, your girl know what's up. Yeah. She know. She like, all right, nigga, I'm good now. I'm independent.
Like, give me some.
Like, damn. Like, so sometimes it's the girl that be like, all right, nigga. Like, can I
see,
pay?
See, I'm going to give it a stat. You don't even got to give me nothing. Just pay for something.
Right. Like, everything, I ain't got, like, if we, like, so say if we going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
I can pay for the trip.
Yeah.
For the more expensive shit. You can pay for like what we do, what we get.
Like the little shit.
The little rides on the ship, on the cruise.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, like paying, the little clubs, you playing, buying drinks and shit.
I'm taking us there. I'm making sure we eat big meals. You mm-hmm. You can buy the snacks.
Real shit. We going to, I'm paying for the movie ticket. I'm paying for the popcorn, the drinks, the nachos.
I'm paying for the parking if I'm at a real nice place. Come on, man. You can't. You telling me you can't put a juice in your purse so we can get this in?
Right.
Can't even give me that. Man.
Sneak a little. We ain't got a bad no food there. No, we can go to like that. Bro, I remember we used to go to Dollar. Bro, yeah. I got a video in my snap memories right now. My family took Chick-fil-A. We snuck it in our shit and took it in the fucking movie theater.
I'm going to tell you. black families,
we make up the best shit ever.
Craziest things happen in the black families, and niggas, it will never be documented because we don't record shit. Mm-hmm. And none of our elders know how to record shit, so they don't record what they be doing. They be working miracles and
on some crazy shit.
Like,
fuck it, we talking about music. Fuck all that. Who was talking about that first? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
My favorite rapper is Currency.
Really?
He is from Louisiana.
Oh my god.
Currency is from Louisiana.
I thought he was on the, what?
His vibes is West Coast. But look, favorite rapper is fucking Currency.
Put some more in them,
bro. My, I'm fucking, I'm gonna do top. Top five ever.
Top five ever.
Top five ever.
Oh.
Favorite rapper for me. Look, just in general, like for me.
My, if you do it, I gotta do it.
My top five rappers ever. Number one is still gonna be Currency.
What?
Still gonna be Currency. I've been listening to Currency for a while, bro.
Wow.
Well, for a while, but then like he really just like he's my vibe all day long. You feel me? So Currency, number two. Now that I think about it, bro, number two might have to be Wiz Khalifa, bro. Mm. Slept on because niggas don't know. I've been listening to Wiz since I was in elementary school.
I know about Wiz, man. I fuck with Wiz, bro.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it might have to be Wiz. So, them two. Number three, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
I got to slide him in there because everybody loved Lil Wayne. I don't care who the fuck you is.
Yes.
Everybody.
If you know, you
know. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Lil Wayne is number three. Number four is probably got to be Tyler, the Creator. Either him or Earl Sweatshirt. It's them two. Like, they count as iFuture. Like, that one.
Like,
as
iFuture
one. Yeah, like, them two are in one. Like, that's number four.
Yeah.
You feel
They're
me?
They're tied at four.
Yeah. And number five, probably got to be, I might have to say, oh, fuck me, I am tripping. I forgot about Kendrick. Mm-hmm. No. Let me restart. Number one, still Currency. Number two is, Wiz still there. I've been listening to Wiz for over. Still Wiz. Number three, Kendrick.
Yeah.
I've been listening to. I've been what? But like older Kendrick.
Like Section 80.
Section 80. Rigamore. All you know, like all that Kendrick. Like
before.
Like bro. Like you fucking.
Talking about like before To Pimp a Butterfly.
I'm talking about way before that. Yeah. I'm talking about 2010 shit with him and Ab Soul. Yeah. Like all that shit. Like him, Schoolboy. Like all that shit. You feel me?
Like TDE.
Up. Like they, when they was young. Like coming up. You feel me? Yeah, Kendrick. Then number four got to be Lil Wayne. Because everybody love Lil Wayne.
Who don't love Lil
Wayne? He got to put him up there. What's number five is the Earl and, you know, and Earl and Tyler shit.
I'm a lyrics man, bro.
What's your top five?
Lyrics, bro. I love lyrics, right? And
that's the thing. My niggas, bro, my niggas got lyrics,
but it ain't the same.
You like the, okay.
I like that gritty shit. I'm from Brooklyn,
you
bro.
Like shit? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was born and raised in Brooklyn, bro. So, when I hear music, I hear that gritty, real shit, bro. You feel me? And that's what I need. It's like a drug. I need that fix. You feel me? So, my top five, I can't even put them in the order, but I can tell you who my top five rappers are. All time, it's probably going to be not in this order. This first step out of my head is going to be Jadakiss.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Nice as shit.
He's one of, like... That's one of my favorite rappers of all time. Bro. I love Jadakiss.
Jada,
I love you, my nigga. If he hears this, that's dope. Cause that's fire. And we far along in this shit. So and he been listening, right? Number two, probably gonna be Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
Like you feel me? He's definitely top five.
Yeah.
He fluctuates. You know what I'm saying?
He fluctuates.
Sometimes I fuck with Biggie more than I do others. You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely top five of all time. Third one that's definitely in this is definitely 50 Cent, bro.
Oh, 50! 50 was that nigga, 50, yo. 50 was that nigga.
50 is an East Coast nigga that went to the West Coast and became 50 Cent. Like, the last nigga to do that was Tupac. Come on, man. That nigga 50. I'm
He take you all day. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Here though,
roll like an old lady.
What? What'd you say? I don't know what you just said.
I said you stroll like an old lady.
I stroll like an old lady.
Bro, what is that? The old lady scrolling stroll like an alpha.
Oh, my God. Look at
it. I'm crazy.
What was that? That was three people. Four? Gonna be Eminem. I love Slim Shady.
Wow.
I love Slim Shady. That is that nigga. But he's not a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
He's that wigger.
He's that wigger, you know? Damn. Number five.
Damn.
Yeah. Five, bro. Nas. Nah.
I love Nas.
Nas is like top 10 for me, but he's not top five.
Nas, nice.
He's about to throw you, bro.
6ix9ine. Oh my God. Hell no. My God.
Fuck 6ix9ine.
Oh my God.
Fuck 6ix9ine. I'm going to let that be known.
I'm going to let that 6ix9ine. Be known.
Look. Number five is DMX, bro.
He was that nigga, though. Fuck it.
DMX. DMX done got me do some crazy shit.
Let me drive the boat.
Let me drive the boat. If DMX said that, I would be tatted on my back.
Let me drive the boat. Crazy shit.
You feel me? Like, that's that nigga. But DMX.
You came a long way with me, bro. Mm-hmm. I remember at first, like, I used to just play. Like, I don't know. We really did come a long way, bro.
We're different.
To this day, our vibes are still on different terms. Yeah. It's like, bro, I can listen to chill shit like Currency, Freddie Gibbs, like Wiz, all that shit.
I'm bringing that heat.
All day long and not listen to no rap. But I love rap, though. That's the crazy thing. I can listen to no rap. Like, I listen to alternative rap most of the time. Mm-hmm. Or it's my rap, but like, not it really like you know, da da da. It's that chill beat type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. And these newer rappers, I don't really fuck with them, bro.
Me neither, bro. I ain't feeling it.
They be killing me, bro.
I ain't feeling it.
I ain't feeling them, bro. You know, you heard of the nigga Lil Something?
There's too many of them.
No, I know, but look, when I tell you the story, you might know. Lil Something. He said he came back as a clone. Or something like that. And he really old as shit. But he like he had work done to make him seem like he young. And he be rapping. Lil Boo.
Kid Boo.
Kid Boo. Kid that Boo. Nigga. Look like somebody off motherfucking
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, I don't know. He's so ass. Bro, we got to talk about XXL, bro.
Oh, my God.
XXL has fallen to its depths of the deepest.
Like, what the fuck are y'all doing over there, man? Bro, I remember when XXL,
that means
you made the freshman list.
You
bro, you going on to sell platinum records.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Dicks.
They made it this far. I fuck with you heavy. I fuck with you heavy.
Because we just here.
We an hour into this motherfucker.
Just
for real.
Chilling.
And if you fuck with us, I fuck with you. Heavy. The long way. I'm trying to create that barrier where ain't no barrier.
Ain't no barrier.
All my niggas welcome on this show. I don't care if you old. I don't care if I ain't talked to you since like second grade, bro. Hit me up.
Right.
Cause it's all love.
I ain't one of them niggas that don't, you feel me, that get the fuck off.
It's all love, bro. If we ain't never had no problems, well, it's love. And even if we did have problems, hit me up, bro. It's all
you
love.
You never know.
I forgive you. Or I hope you forgive me.
You tripping. Not everybody. But most people?
Most people.
Cause who?
It's a couple that I'll never forget. Yeah, it's a couple. I ain't gonna say no names. Right. You can't say the names.
Okay? I'm not.
So, one day, second grade, right? I went to PS308. Shout out. PS308 Tigers, bro. Luingo. If y'all know, y'all know. If you don't, then fuck it. But look, I went to PS308. Right in the cafeteria, bro, we had these like juice machines, and it was like green apple, and like watermelon and cherry, right? Green apple was always like the one to first sell out. I got my hands on the green apple. One of my niggas, right? He was supposed to be my nigga. What he did, I was about to drink the green apple. He tipped it, and it choked me, and it got on my shirt. I had a yellow shirt on. Damn. That was the last green apple. Damn. I was tight, because I knew it was like Wednesday, I would say. But I know the truck wasn't coming till like Monday. So,
you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a little time till I get another one. Oh, man, bro. We done, since then, though, me and my mans, you know who you are, because I'm going to send this to you. We all, that's my nigga. I fuck with him heavy now. You feel me? But I choked him, though. I choked him, and I did get suspended. But right now, me and my nigga, it's my dog.
Damn. All right, well, look. All right, so I got one. I never forget this nigga for doing this bitch-ass shit, bro. Real shit. All right. This was 10th grade. Yeah, it was 10th grade because I broke my foot. I broke my foot. You feel me? I was walking, you know, regular shit. Mm-hmm. I had my crutches. It was in high school. At Highland Springs. Shout out to Springs, you feel me? We was in the cafeteria, and everybody was having a regular-ass day. You feel me? We telling our jokes and da-da-da-da. I never forget this nigga. We was cool, like we won't know, like talking, like heavy conversation, uh-huh. But it's like, what's up, bro? You know that we was cool. Just randomly got up and was punched me, like a couple times in my face.
What?
Like, and I'm just like I'm just sitting there, like look, real shit. Like listen to this, bro. Bro, my mind was so. I'm like. I'm eating them bitches though, like, like they feel like fucking pillows. Like I'm having a pillow fight with my daughter type uh-huh. shit. You feel me? Uh-huh. But I'm like, what the fuck? I literally look like I'm like, and everybody just looking. They ain't doing shit. They know I'm crippled. They know I can't move. Like, bro, they know. They know, and they just looking. And I'm like, I look like, and he backed away, and bro. The nigga security, Mr. DJ Cox. He was a security at the school, but he was a DJ at night. DJ Cox. He came.
DJ Cox, he was security, but like DJ at night.
He had a limp. Yo. He came and grabbed, bro, like, boom, and threw his ass and just took him to the depths of nothing. Like, you didn't even see him no more. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, everybody, look, nigga, look at me. I think it was TJ or Deonov and someone of them. They was like, you good, bro? Nigga, am I good? The fuck? You just let this nigga punch me repeatedly in my face. And you didn't break it up, no nothing.
Am I good? Damn.
That nigga that punched me, I still have not seen him to this day. Like, I cannot get my rematch or nothing. Like, real shit, bro. If you looking at this shit, bro. I mean, if you listening to this shit, bro. Look. I want my one.
You want this
one. We ain't going no guns, no nothing. Like, no guns. You feel me? I ain't trying to die. You feel me? I just want to scrap. You
punch
me.
I want five my times ones. Like, face.
You punch me repeatedly. For what? I still don't know to this day.
Damn, bro.
And I thought we was cool. Like, you know, what's up, bro? Somebody told me it was a bet. So like somebody I heard it was a bet or whatever.
God damn.
And he basically said he want no bitch or something.
Yeah,
so he
that.
Did went through a. Still, motherfucker, I want my ones.
How you do that?
Or at least you could have been like, nah, bro. I know him. Like, he was at the table with us with all my friends. Not oh friends, but God. Like all my niggas, you feel me, type shit. For a bet, then punch the cripple dude. And remember, like, niggas know me type shit. And niggas ain't do nothing. I can't move. Like, I'm like this, you know, and in the calf, it's small, it's tight. Niggas were all like the table full.
Yeah.
Nigga come up from beside me, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, bro, I'm just eating them. Nothing, like, nothing, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, in my head, I'm like, I still can't get out my crutches under the table.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand on my foot type shit. Like, that shit crazy.
That's different.
Right, bro. I would have never thought, bro. Bro, that's my luck, bro.
Like he, his life sucks.
My life sucks,
bro. It ain't terrible, but it's like he'll walk up a flight of steps and like make to the top. And then fall back down. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's that type of look. It's like, damn, I almost have it, but I don't.
Damn. Sometimes it's like, nah, bitch, fuck you. You gonna take this. Like, oh my God.
Nigga, you gay.
I don't like, yeah, like, yeah, it sounds just like how it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. Don't sound right, do it.
No.
That's how I feel.
That's how life is for you?
Pretty much.
Damn. That must suck. All right, so since we've been here in college, right? What's the worst thing to happen to you?
Me breaking my foot.
Oh, damn.
And having to go through all the trials and tribulations, all the ups and downs of store stairs, my scooter.
Bro, I was carrying the scooter.
Everything, through all that.
You done partied on the scooter?
I done partied on the scooter.
You done raced on the scooter?
I done raced on the scooter.
Oh, man.
I done fell on the scooter.
You done fell on the scooter.
I done fell behind the scooter. Oh, in front of the scooter.
Over the scooter?
Over the scooter. Everything.
Damn. Like,
that shit was, bro. That part right there.
People done stole your scooter?
Real shit. I was... couldn't even scoot on my own scooter.
You
I was standing up. Like, niggas literally stole my scooter. Like,
got it? Yeah. If you know, you know. If you don't worry about it. But, damn. I remember that was a whole... I remember I used to have to, like, let you roll to the door of the car. I used to have to use pot the trunk. I used to take the scooter all my way to the passenger side, put it in the back. Put it in the trunk, close the trunk, get in the car, do it all over again. We had to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
That shit.
Them fucking rocks in store parking lot, I had mastered them.
Oh, my God.
What? I mastered them.
I remember we used to tip, like, on the rocks. Then after
remember
a while,
that one time
started.
We was lit, and I fell? But remember, I fell off the scooter, but I was leaning.
Just leaning.
And I was just going, I was lit, and I fucking
like
fell
he,
off
the he was good, and then he just started leaning off the scooter, y'all. And he just dropped. Like, the slowest.
I was like,
because he was holding on to the scooter and falling.
I'm holding on to the scooter like crazy. I'm bro. Like, bro, no.
Like, he couldn't stop it, bro.
Like Shaq when he was falling in a compilation.
No. Oh, man. But yeah, bro. I remember that. Worst thing that happened to me, bro?
I don't really know.
Come on, yo. Boom. Fucking last spring, not caring. Almost got my ass up out of here. I had to come to summer school, bro.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was the worst thing that ever happened to me, summer school. But I met cool people, and I made friends that I would never made if I didn't go to summer school.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Like, we just now, we was on our way over here.
Uh-huh.
We seen DJ.
Uh-huh.
I met DJ summer school, basketball player. Shout out my nigga DJ.
Shout out my nigga DJ.
Like, bro, for real. Like, I met DJ in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Just because we was both athletes. That's it. Like, that's my dude now. Like, I fuck with him. I met Mecca in the summertime.
You really?
Like, he was my roommate. I knew him just from being living in store.
Yeah.
But I ain't know Mecca. Mm-hmm. I ain't know his name or nothing. Then he was my roommate summertime. You feel me?
Love.
Big love. Yo. Big love. Yo. Bro, I met love in the summer. I'd never seen that nigga before. My whole first year, I did not see love. I seen that nigga in the summertime. I said, you know what I said to love? I said, damn, your hands are big. That was the first thing I ever said to love. He was like, yeah, man. Yeah, it's pretty big, too. And then we dapped up. And then we went our separate ways. That was the first time I ever talked to him. Then I walk into McVicker, and I walk past his room, and I seen Love, Miracle, Aaron. And I think,
oh, wow. That is a crazy combo.
And then I just walked past, and I knew Miracle. So I went in there and said, what's up to Miracle? And I was like, what y'all doing? And they wasn't doing shit. And I remember I done had the conversation with Love earlier, so, you know, I fuck with him now. He fuck with me, you know? So then I just sit down, and I was doing what they was doing. That was the group I was with. Doing nothing. Every day was summertime. Yo, but this is a bad that turned into a positive. Like, I made some good friends, like, from doing stupid shit. That's what college is. College dumb shit leads to lifelong friendships. And I could tell that, and I'm still in college, and I could tell that.
Stamped.
We do a pool party summertime, just cause. Like, this is cool shit, bro. But yeah, that was probably the worst thing, the best. That was like the worst and best thing I ever did in college. What was the best thing you did in college?
Meeting my friend group.
I fuck with y'all. Heavy.
Meeting my friend group was the best thing I ever done in college. Because, you know, we had our friend group. It was mostly just me and you.
Yeah.
But we had our people. We, you know, we had different people. But now we found the friend group. These are the
wits forever.
Right, like definitely me, my girl. Cause
that's your girl.
Like, I got him stuck with her. Even you and Naj.
For sure.
Like, that's just, you, Naj, and Sid, like, that's just crazy. And we mix, we so different.
All of us all from different
places.
All four of
us are so different from four places. But we just all click. But then we be having, well, y'all be having y'all little arguments and shit.
Yeah.
I be, you know, I be laughing at everything.
Cause that's
I be
just
so
like
happy,
our,
like, yo.
That's our cultural difference. Like, we argue over, like, our cultural differences, like. This is what I do.
Like the fucking warm ketchup.
Yeah, that's no. Like, that's warm ketchup a sin. That's not it. Why?
Or, like, what else?
My man Nas from Baltimore, man. And that shit is, it clicks, bro. If you know, you know.
Ooh, Naughty. Don't worry about Naughty in here, too.
My main man. I fought with Naughty the long way. I love her.
Shout out Naughty.
Shout out Naughty. Big shout out Naughty. From Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Like, right. Like, what the fuck? I'm from Richmond. Sid from Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
You from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Naj from fucking Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Not Maryland, just Baltimore.
Baltimore. Two different places.
Two different places. And Naughty from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
Come on now. You can't find different coaches, bro. Different parts. And then, you know, we got our extended family. Native Alex from L.A. I mean,
Cali,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Star, shout out little nigga Star.
P.A.,
bro.
Then you know we a got, lot of people,
come
yeah.
on, bro. These are our niggas that we...
They ain't gonna talk about our Florida niggas.
We got a whole little community of Florida niggas. Like, they all live together, you know. That's and then, like, you know... We got our North Carolina crew, you know what I'm saying? Fog, my main man, Iman, you feel me? But I represent for the Carolina crew.
Fucking Alabama trip. Missouri.
Come on, nah. Fucking JC. Come on. We had, you remember? You don't
we
remember.
Had, yeah, huh?
We had
Oregon.
Oregon. My man, bro. Come on.
What's his name? Fuck it.
That's my name.
I fuck with a man.
Jackson.
Jackson.
Bro, I fuck with you, yo. Bro, he was here. Long live, bro. That was real short lived. I wish he was still here with us, man.
Right. Birch.
Come
from
on,
Arizona.
Come Black. On. But yeah, bro, we represent. We know niggas, and we gonna try to get all these niggas in here. That's different parts of the country, bro.
Army,
I don't know where Army from. Army from every Army. I fuck with you, Harry. I'm gonna send this to Army too. I hope he listens.
Connecticut,
as well.
Don,
my man. He don't got no good knees, but that's a stand up guy.
Like
that. I'm gonna fucking crop that and send it to Don. I got to yo. That was funny.
Crazy. Who else we know?
Man, we got a lot of Maryland niggas. Like, yeah, not
too many
Baltimore,
Maryland, too many DC niggas.
DC, bro. I
yeah, not
DC.
Baltimore, but like Maryland, like yeah. PG, all that shit.
We got, you know, my man.
Whatever
X.
it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we know a lot of New York niggas.
Of course. So, a lot of Pennsylvania niggas, Philly niggas, yeah. You know. I fuck with y'all, you know. Who else? That's pretty much it. Shout out my nigga Sweat.
Tremaine
is the coolest nigga ever. Look, let me tell y'all. Look, I gotta explain who Sweat is.
Oh my god! How can you even explain him?
The only way you can explain Sweat is if you tell people what he's done, right? So Sweat,
if we have a compilation of Sweat,
like just Sweat, right?
Oh my god!
So Sweat is the nigga. He drives like it's like Yukon, right?
Suburban.
It's like an old Suburban, right?
Yeah.
But it got an extendo clip on that motherfucker. The trunk is like two more rolls. So it's very long, right? He's the nigga who drives that through campus. Not like on the road. I'm talking about on the sidewalks. Like in between the buildings. Like he's the one who does that. You know, Sweat is the nigga who finds a coat in the house. And he goes around asking, whose coat is this? While he has the coat on.
Yo!
Sweat is the nigga who will buy shit just to look at it and eat it when it smushes. Like, he won't eat it until he smushes it. Like,
really?
I seen it one time. I don't know if he really does that, but that's weird. And you know what's crazy? He probably don't even remember that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sweat doesn't care about anything, and I love it, bro. Like, bro, Sweat.
He's so smart.
Sweat is the nigga who joins the track team, gets the gear, but the gear is like two sizes too small, but he's gonna wear it. Like Sweat is a massive man, but he wears that. All that is so funny. But I love him, bro. Shout out Sweat, bro. Well, is there anything you want to say to them, like, before you leave? Like, what's your final thought?
Always remember, the color yellow is blue because it's orange.
You serious?
What, bro?
Always remember that. Want me to say it again?
Nope. Don't say that again. Let's see. What do I want to leave y'all with? It ain't that. That was weird. Oh, don't ever say that again. I want to leave y'all with this. Let me jot a boat.